Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right. So here we are at 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer's going to tell a story here that involves both Taylor Swift, to whom you are listening now, and the performer Kesha. So
Very good. Very proud of you for saying that right. Well, Taylor Swift in the news, you know, she's one of the good ones, I think. She donated $250,000 to Kesha over the weekend to support her because Kesha's been battling Sony Music, and with Sony Music, Dr. Luke, who was the producer of her first and only album. The allegations are that Kesha was drugged and raped by Dr. Luke, and she's been trying to get out of her contract with him, but Sony is fighting this, saying they don't want to end her relationship. They think they can still get some more out of her. And this has been going on for a couple of years now, so much so that Kesha is really almost out of money. Mike Walters from TMZ has more on the story.
Kesha flew to New York and had all of her fans waiting for her to go into a New York courtroom where she was fighting against Dr. Luke. Remember, she alleges Dr. Luke, her producer, sexually and verbally abused her while they worked together, and Kesha has not gone to court and said, I want out of my Sony contract and I don't want to work with Dr. Luke anymore. Well, here's the issue. She had to go convince a New York judge that she can get out of that contract, and when she went there, they denied it. In the end, the judge said, you have to stay in your Sony contract, but you don't have to work with Dr. Luke, you can work with somebody else. Sadly though, we were inside the courtroom and Kesha broke down, put her head down and cried. Obviously a big loss for her, she wanted to get out of this contract. Kesha's attorney though is still arguing, even if she does an album without Dr. Luke, that Sony will blackball her and not support her when she does this music. Dr. Luke did not show up in court, but the lawsuit involving the sexual and verbal abuse is ongoing.
Now anybody, what's interesting here,
Dougie?
Anybody
else think a TMZ cut sounds like a Batman episode?
A little bit with all that music in the background.
Music, yeah.
The sound effects.
But what's interesting here is that she's saying that Sony pressured her as a young girl. She was, I think, 17, maybe 18. I think 18 when she signed her contract. And she's saying that she was, you know, they misrepresented all the stuff that she would be getting. And she basically signed her life away and she didn't know what she was doing. So she tried that defense. Now, she's gotten a lot of support online from her fans and blogs and all kinds of places and people gathering in front of the courtroom even. Take a listen to this.
What I don't understand is how, nothing against Zayn or anything like that, how Zayn can leave his contract with One Direction like that because he was unhappy. Chris Brown literally beat a woman, still go on and have a great successful career and do what he wants to do and move past that. But Kesha can be sexually abused for years by her producer and not be able to get out of her contract and be forced to make music like artists do and something she's passionate about and something she cares about, has to be forced to make 6 more albums with her rapist before she can be released from her contract. There's people online who think she's lying or she's just trying to find a way to get attention or she wants to get out of her contract easy. It really blows my mind. Anyone who's watching this needs to know that they have zero right to make any kind of claim about anyone's abuse. I have a single right to say that someone is lying, that someone is doing it for attention. My friends, is why there are so many rape victims who stay in the shadows for years and keep it all bottled up. Don't tell anyone because they think people are going to think that they are lying or they're doing it for attention when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds like a valley girl, but that's great advice. Yeah, that's Michelle Nadine, who's a YouTuber who's supporting Kesha and all of this.
Well, it is the double standard, the old casting couch thinking, the mentality, men lording over women. One of the reasons that there's so much attention, I think, being given to women who are changing their roles, the millennials. Can you imagine under the circumstances, although I think Kesha is in that age bracket. How old is she, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh, in her 20s.
20s, mm-hmm. Okay. So, but more and more women who hear stories like that become not necessarily defensive.
Well, but it's the music business, too. I mean, you remember back in the 50s
and 60s. Doesn't make
it
right, but she's not acceptable.
Every single artist was taken care of, or was taken advantage of by the
music. Well, you're so desperate for that slot.
Yeah, under the circumstances. Look, remember Ronnie Spector, who married Phil Spector. Her name was Veronica, not Simpson, but something close to that. She slept with him because that's the only way she could move her career. Sure. That's why Darlene Love didn't make it because she wouldn't sleep with Phil Spector. It's awful. Mm-hmm. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This defenseman led Team Canada to an Olympic gold medal in 2002. He was the 2004 Defenseman of the Year and the MVP of the 2007 Stanley Cup playoffs.
Niedermeyer, he can fly. Niedermeyer, we say the trailer. Niedermeyer just missed. Niedermeyer scores!
So, where is Scott Niedermeyer now? Scott's first team, the New Jersey Devils, retired his number 27 jersey in 2011. His coaching career began when the Anaheim Ducks hired him in 2013 as an assistant coach. Scott has shown concern for global warming and strongly supports the green environment movement, even going as far as driving a hybrid.
The Prius that I'd have driven the last couple years here has been fun, and obviously with the price of gas as well, it's kind of easier to go to the pump and you don't feel as bad filling up.
Scott Niedermeyer, making the world a better place, one mile at a time. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Going to the doctor, then you better pick the right time. You see, if you're just going in for your usual physical or have a potentially painful procedure scheduled, there are times of day when the poking, the prodding, and the slide up on the table, please, just won't hurt as much. Here's the science of it. Go to the doctor or the dentist in the mornings, not the afternoons. Go in the morning before 11. It has to do with the body's circadian rhythms or body clock. Pains are felt their least in the morning. Any poking, prodding, and pricking will hurt a whole lot more in the afternoon. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, just remember, schedule the appointment with your healthcare professional in the morning. Go in the morning and it will not hurt as much at that time of day. Hey, you might even enjoy it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.